In 1950, a military veteran who had very little business experience bought out a store in Bentonville, Arkansas, and opened Walton's Five and Dime. Sam Walton used that original store and took it and used it as a platform to start the chain of stores we know today as Walmart. Fast forward to today, and there are over 11,000 Walmarts in 28 countries. Three of Sam Walton's heirs make the list of the top 20 richest people in the world. And what started small became something incredibly, and in some ways surprisingly, huge. The average human has between 30 and 40 trillion cells in their body, but each one of us started from one single microscopic cell. Such a small thing, but with the proper care and environment, it can grow exponentially. If you've got your Bible or a Bible app on your phone, turn to Luke chapter 13. We're in our story series, and all throughout this coming weeks, we're looking at a different parable of Jesus every Sunday. Today, we're going to look at a very short parable, but one that I think will help encourage us as we pursue what God has called us to over the next 3 years. The parable we're going to read today is one of the most well-known teachings of Jesus. It's called the parable of the mustard seed. If you've turned to Luke 13, look at verses 18 to 21 with me. He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches. And again he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened. Jesus asked two questions. What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? I think before we dive into the answers he gives, it would help if we understood what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom is mentioned 126 times in the Gospels. It was a big theme for Jesus. And the best way I can describe what Jesus means when he says the kingdom of God is that it is the reign of God. It's his influence, his sovereign power, his rule. The kingdom isn't a realm, it's his reign. It isn't a place, it's a reality. And so Jesus is describing what that rule and reign, that movement of God is like. He uses a mustard seed as his first answer, which is the tiniest of all seeds. You see, a mustard seed is roughly 1 millimeter in diameter, and a mustard tree can grow up to 12 feet high in one season. That means you would need to stack almost 3,700 mustard seeds on top of each other in order to reach that height. Mustard seeds grow in an exponential amount between when they're planted and when they're full grown. The second example he uses is hiding leaven in three measures of flour. Now, leaven is a substance, we typically use yeast, that is used to ferment the bread and make it rise. He describes a woman using a handful of yeast and placing it in the equivalent of 128 cups of flour. That's what three measures is, 128 cups. Now, it would take 42 cups of water to make the bread. And when that process finished, you'd end up with 101 pounds of dough. And yet it only takes a handful of yeast to make all of it leaven. What is Jesus trying to say about God's kingdom from these parables? I think the truth we need to realize today and apply to our lives is that God specializes in using little things to produce surprisingly big results. You see, often the movement of God starts off small, just like the mustard seed or that little bit of leaven. It is rarely a large blinking sign in the sky. God's kingdom is most often unassuming, but its impact is disproportionately large. God's rule and reign influenced a group of uneducated fishermen who followed Jesus to be world changers. 12 men who were insignificant by the world's standards had a shockingly large impact when they embraced the kingdom of God. And there are two truths about God's kingdom that Jesus demonstrates in these parables. Two truths that help us understand what the kingdom of God is like. The first one is, God's kingdom continues to grow in surprising ways. The move of God is often unexpected and it blows away our small expectations. Unless you have seen the result of a full-grown mustard seed before, no one expects to see that small to produce a tree that large. And God can take your tiny little mustard seed of faith and use it to do something incredible in his kingdom, if you let him. This is found most readily in his promise to build the people of God, his church. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." When we embrace the sovereign move of God as a church, no forces of evil can stand against it. Not war, not corruption, not racism, not even the gates of hell. His reign, his influence is forcefully advancing. As it grows, we grow with it. I mean, just look at what he's done here at Grace. At McCain, we were averaging 675 when we moved in. Now we're a site of 1,200. Harbor Creek launched with 60 people and is now a site of 450 plus. Girard launched with 50 and now is a site of 170. And listen, those aren't numbers, they're people. People whose lives have been changed, who found a peace that passes understanding and a joy and a hope that goes beyond simple temporary pleasure. We care about those numbers because they represent people who have experienced freedom from bondage to sin, and each one of them matters. None of that was possible without the sovereign move of God. Past generations of believers you and I will never meet, they faithfully pursued God, they embraced God's kingdom, and when he called them to change, when he surprised them for the sake of reaching those who are outside these walls, they heeded the call. You and I are possible because they faithfully stepped into their calling, and God took their little and made it grow into something surprisingly large in its impact. See, I'll bet that they never imagined how big of a move of God was going to happen through their faithfulness. I'll bet that if they were here today, they would consider the results to be shocking. That's why on a day like today, when we're celebrating our commitment to God's vision for our church and our community, that we can press in with joy and confidence and hope that what seems small at first will grow in surprisingly big ways. That God will do more than we could possibly ask or even imagine, because the kingdom of God is growing us with it. And we are confident that it's him who is leading us on. The second truth is that God's kingdom grows from within. When you plant a seed, you put it in the ground and then you have to wait. Before it sprouts, you're not able to see it. It's hidden. You have to trust that the growth is happening. And it's the same thing with the leaven. It's doing its work from the inside. You can't see it working at first, but as it begins to do its work, you then see a change on the outside. The rule and the reign of God, God's kingdom, is not always readily apparent. Sometimes it seems hidden, but it is always moving, always working, always growing. I believe that each of us, as we are all faithful to pursue God, to answer this invitation into what he's doing in our sites, our city, and our world, that we will see God's kingdom grow within each of these contexts. God is sovereignly influencing all that he wants to accomplish. He's inviting us into his work. It'll take some patience, it'll take some perseverance, but in the end, growth will happen. God's kingdom can grow in the heart of a nation, creating change on a global scale. It can grow in the heart of a city, breaking down the barriers of race and socioeconomic status. It can grow within our local area where our sites are going to welcome more and more people who don't yet know him. But ultimately, God's kingdom grows within me and you. It grows and shapes and informs who we are supposed to be in Christ on a personal level. You see, Jesus knew that faith isn't something that's lived only through external behavior. Faith works from the inside out. The leaven was hiding inside the flour and had a chemical reaction from the inside out to change the bread. In the same way, the kingdom of God grows in us from the change inside our heart, orchestrated by his Spirit. Ultimately, as we move into this new vision and step into what God has called us into, it will all be in vain if we attempt to do it on our own power. If the external is what drives us, then we've actually missed the kingdom of God. We all must have heart change as individuals, the kind of heart change that draws us closer to God, which then collectively will lead us to change of the church throughout the outpouring of our lives. And it's going to draw others into the church so they can seek and experience God. This is why we had an 8-week series called Closer to God, where we explored 6 different spiritual disciplines. We had 21 days of prayer and fasting during this so that individuals could align with God and grow closer to him. And then after that, we went into our vision series with changed hearts. Guys, we must allow the kingdom of God to work within us like a seed growing or leaven that works its way through the bread. God's kingdom grows inside you and beyond you. And that's the most surprising part for most people. The impact of your life is greatly expanded as we reach out to encourage and bless others. Your influence can be surprisingly big. And as we are changed from the inside out, we are used to bring glory to God in the lives of others. It reminds me of 24 Christians meeting in the late 1800s down on 7th and Holland. That's how our church started in 1895. And what God has done through their faithfulness is nothing short of incredible. God's kingdom grew within them, but also beyond them to reach the lives of tens of thousands of people. And it starts when we allow Him to work in us and through us. And so today is Celebration Sunday. We're celebrating God equipping the church to be the church and reach outside of these walls to accomplish all that He's asked us to do. I'm so proud of you, Grace, and I'm praying that we continue to pursue Him more and more together. In just a moment, we're going to get the chance to hear for the first time how the church has responded to God's call to our Transform 1-8 vision when we announce the commitment amount that has come in. But before we do that, I'd like you to consider two next steps in light of the parable that Jesus tells about the kingdom. First, pray that God will make you more and more aware of how He's moving in you as well as all around you. Pray for an increased sensitivity to the movement of God and that the kingdom won't stay hidden from you for long, but that God will make it so apparent to you. And then say yes to that move of God when you see it, no matter how risky or seemingly costly it might be. Second, I would like each and every one of you to attend our Find Your Calling event on the 25th of April. That's a Wednesday night at 6:30 at Grace McCain, or if you're closer to one of Grace's physical locations or Harbor Creek or Girard, it'll be on the 22nd. In Girard, it'll be right after church at 12:30 on the 22nd, and in Harbor Creek, it'll be at 6:30 in the evening. And so if you're in Erie County and you live close, there are three different times you can come and experience this. It's going to be an incredible experience where you get a chance to take some time out of your busy life and do a form of life coaching that may help you discover where God would like you to take a next step and embrace a kingdom movement. You'll also get a chance to find out about opportunities to get involved in your site, our city, and our world. I truly believe that God is going to use this event to call some of you into incredible purpose for His kingdom, and you'll remember this night as the moment where God really gave you clarity about your calling and started you on an amazing journey. Now, we're going to respond in worship and celebrate the truth that we read earlier, that no obstacle can stand in the way of a move of God. Let us celebrate in the knowledge that God is doing incredible things at Grace, and His Spirit is truly moving and working. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. All right, let's sing.